Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another weekend of glorious mortgage discussion here on 105 Through the Fan. We are TexasLending.com. We're going to share with you today all the things you want to know about your refinance, your home purchase, your home equity loan, your FHA loan, your VA loan, your USDA loan, your reverse mortgage, your jumbo loans, and all the nonsense that goes on in the regulatory world. We have the band back together today.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's
we missed you last week.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba's back.
Yeah, yes. I was here.
And Tress, the serial text queen, she is here to take all your serial texts that you send us asking questions about.
Looks like she's the tiger queen today.
Oh, yeah. When we went to Memphis, we landed at the bookstore for the University of Memphis, and though I don't know anybody who's ever went there, I thought the tiger was really cute. I'm like, I'll wear this shirt.
A Memphis Tiger shirt.
I did.
Okay.
Okay.
It looks
all
like,
you cool cats and kittens.
Well, we are here talking about your home loan today. And it's been quite a whirlwind of business in the mortgage world. You're talking about a mortgage world where $6.5 trillion of mortgages can be refinanced. And there's only enough people in the industry to refinance $2.5 trillion of it. So there's three times as much mortgage business out there available as there are people in the industry because of, well,
regulation.
I don't want to get into this, but it makes me really angry. All the regulations don't allow mortgage companies to hire people because they're not it used to be you could make an underwriter in 6 months. And now with all the regulations and laws and rules and everything else, it might take you 4 years to build an underwriter. So some companies will do it in 6 months, but they really don't really have an underwriter. They have someone pushing buttons, and you can't really understand the mortgage business in 6 months. I can just tell you that right now. But we're here talking about how to share. That's why you.
Or 20 years.
That's why you are getting in touch with us. Because, well, we're going to take our combined knowledge and we're going to see if we can get you still on the right path and see if we can help you save some money. Rates are at all-time lows. Mortgage rates have been in the twos for a good part of the last month or two. We're seeing 15-year mortgages very well planted around 2.25% for many loans over $180,000 with all different kinds of equity situations, closing cost situations, credit score situations. But everyone's going to have a different rate in APR, and it's going to depend on your equity and your loan size and your credit and all the things that go along with it. So make sure you call us or text us up here. The texting is probably the easiest, 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. If you send in your text, Tress will ask that question. We will answer the question, and we will set you on your way to saving a bunch of money. And just know this, the average loan size in Dallas-Fort Worth that we're doing right now is in excess of $260,000. And so if you're going to save 1% on your interest rate on $260,000, you're going to save over $200 a month in interest. Over years, that can save you a lot of money. Make sure you call us and text us so we can answer that question. 972-387-4600. What kind of info do you want to put on your text? Send us your current loan size, your current interest rate, and your current credit score. We'll kind of get you an idea of what your new rate might be able to be and how much money you might be able to save. If you want to know if you can get cash out of your home, you also need to send us the value of your home. Not just how much you owe, but how much you have value, how much your home is worth. Some of you might want to buy a house, and we have our home purchase team just locked their record number of home purchase loans in the month of July. heading into August here. I think the home purchase season is going to last a little bit longer this year because of the delays that took place in the whole COVID thing. And so we have a home purchase team here, and they're going to help you get that home purchase done. That number, if you want to call them, is 972-387-4600. But you know what? They are the purchase team. They don't do all the refis. They do the purchases. And they have some of the best purchase rates in Texas. And not only that, we have some of the best refinance rates in Texas as well. Make sure you send us a text that says, here's how much money I have for a down payment. Here is my credit score. And what else do we want to know?
More importantly, is we've got the best processors.
Oh, we want to know.
For purchase.
We also want to know how much money you make every year. If you're going to buy a home, we need to know how much money you make. What is your down payment you have available? What is your credit score? We can tell you how much home you might be able to afford, kind of what interest rate you might be able to get, and what your payment might be. That's what we'll be able to tell you. 972-387-4600. We have an excess. We'll have over three dozen processors here within the next couple weeks.
3,000?
3 dozen.
Oh, I said 3,000. Did he say 3,000?
No, he said dozen.
Okay, gotcha.
Usually we call him inappropriate Uncle Bubba based on what he says, not on what he hears.
Yeah.
But
I said 3,000? Really?
What?
Well, you might need 3,000, the number of loans.
Yes.
We locked over 1,000 loans at TexasLending.com. We locked nearly $300 million of loans in the month of July at TexasLending.com. And so we are here to help you close those loans and save a bunch of money. Yeah, we do have our home purchase team has – we have great processors all around.
Yeah, but that –
They're averaging 20 loans
– They're awesome.
Closing 20 loans apiece, so –
Wow, happy August.
Happy July, happy August. Happiness is in the eye of the beholder. And we want to make sure that, we want you to be happy. That's why I wake up in the morning, is to make you happy. I was hearing some stories about some of our competitors taking now 90 to 120 days to get loans done. We took an average of 40 days. That's about 15 days longer than normal.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's not 90 to 120 days. People are getting fed up at that 90 days, and they're calling us. Only that, they're finding that our rates are much better than theirs. And so,
win-win.
We expect that we're going to be back down to about 30 days by about the mid of September because of all the people that we're hiring. Yeah. And so, that's the good thing at TexasLending.com. We're in your backyard, and we know how to do your Texas loan and your Texas home equity loan, and we know how to get it done quick. And we're not afraid of foundation problems in Texas because we all got them.
Everybody.
Yep.
Every last one of us.
All right, Trust, do you have any questions for us?
We do. Are you ready?
All ready.
We can see what you got.
What are the FICO requirements for a VA IRL?
That is a good question.
That is a good question.
You know, typically in the old VA world, there weren't any credit score requirements, but those things have changed. And for some of these government loans, FHA and VA, there are a myriad of different credit score requirements depending on which lender you're calling. Some lenders are because of the COVID thing, there already are higher defaults in VA loans than in other loan buckets. And then when you had the COVID thing come in, you have a higher forbearance default thing going on there. And so some investors will put in credit score requirements of 640. Some will have credit score requirements of 600. Some may not still have credit score requirements based on their need to get the loans in.
But I've also been seeing loan level pricing adjustments on VA and IRLs.
Yes.
You know, where they used to didn't see that. You used to just, if it was.
Loan level price adjustment? They call them LLPAs in the mortgage business. A loan level price adjustment would be passed along by Ginnie Mae, the issuer of these things. They're the issue of they're the ones that are going to buy the loans. It's going to be insured by the VA. And the loan level price adjustments will come in on credit score. And you'll see more loan level price adjustments on VA loans, bigger adjustments than typically you will on an FHA loan. So you can see loan level price adjustments on FHA these days on below credit scores below 640. Significant. Some lenders won't do FHA below 640. Some lenders won't do VA below 640. So if you hear from one investor that they're not going to be able to do it because it's below 640, there are other companies that will. And so you need to check, and I would just put in online, VA. I'm assuming they have lower credit scores because they asked the question. And basically what I would say is go online, put your credit score, see VA Earl loans at this credit score. And hopefully someone will pop up that can get that done for you. Although Google is not perfect, and sometimes just the word VA,
really?
Just the word VA Earl will trigger a mortgage company's name to pop up, and it won't identify the credit score. However, some may get specific and put those things in there. So give it a shot.
It may be Virginia, too, VA.
Oh, it might
That's
be
right.
VA. Yeah.
You might get Virginia.
Or you might get, you know, someone trying to go somewhere in Spanish as well.
Bah.
All right, we are talking about the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show here, 972-387-4600. That's question number one. We want your questions now. Make sure you send in your question. And Tress, are you ready for another one?
I am. Are you?
Let's try it.
Here we go.
Let's try it.
Oh, here's an interesting question. I'm looking to buy 86 acres of bare land, and several companies have told me 35% down is standard on land loans. Is this true? It seems like a lot down.
I think you'll find bobcat land more than bare land here in Texas.
Or coyote land.
Or is that land for naked people? Bear land.
Bear land.
Bear land.
All right. This person wants to get land with nothing on it. No
naked
homes.
Naked land.
Naked land. No structures built upon it.
Right.
That we know of. And so they have been told that it's 35% down on land loans. There is no standard for land loans, okay? And so what I would do for land, specifically bare land, is I would be calling a bank as close in proximity to that land as possible. Banks have something called the Community Reinvestment Act, and they must do a certain number of loans in the area or surrounding where they're taking deposits. And so they will know that land. They will know the value of that land, and they will have different banks. Some banks will invest more in bare land than others will. Some will invest in commercial bare land. Some will invest in depending on if the bare land is in a neighborhood or if the bare land, it sounds like this 86-acre neighborhood, is it sounds like that's going to be something good for a bank to handle. You'll typically find those bank loans are done on a prime plus. Prime right now is, what, 3.25 or something of this nature. And if you're going to add a plus, it might be 1% to 2% on top of that. So you might find a bank with 5.25 on land loan. Don't quote me on that. Just go to your local bank. They'll typically stick you in a balloon. The balloon will probably last a couple of years. That 2 years gives you time to put something on the property. They're looking for having the land improved, typically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they'll probably do a balloon where you have to, it'll be a, kind of like a 30-year loan or a 15-year loan, but it's going to be due in 2 years. That's what the balloon is. So, and so some might make 20% down, some make 30% down. Some might want 35% down.
If you are VA, though, you can get a 5% loan for land.
Really?
Yep.
So make sure you go to that local bank and call two or three of them and find out who's got the best deal for you. Okay? That's what I suggest for land, bare land. Companies like TexasLending.com are going to do loans on improved properties. They're going to be a real property. They're going to be with land plus a home that's connected to it. And so that's what we're going to do over here. We are a mortgage institution for improved properties. Make sure you go call us at 972-387-4600 for one of the lowest refinance rates you're ever going to see. Well, they are the lowest rates you've ever seen. And at TexasLending.com, we have just about the lowest rates in Texas. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Trust, is it time to take a break yet?
It is.
See,
that
was the first time.
I'm so proud of you.
Yes, I was proactive. You know? When we come back, we're going to talk a little junior golf.
Yeah, I want to hear all about it.
Junior golf talk, and we're going to talk more about your mortgages. Send in your text now on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we are back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller, that's me. We're here with Tress Collins, that's she. And over there, we're sitting way away from us because he won't know if he's taking his monthly shower yet, his inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
At least we all got the wear the hat memo.
Yes, it is. That is the fastest way to...
See, he wears his hat from his latest golf adventure, and I wear my hat from my latest golf.
Well, I had a nice hat, I lost my hat.
I like
and
that.
And when it's 95 degrees in Pinehurst and 95% humidity, you got to be wearing a white hat because otherwise you just fry out
you
there.
You probably threw your other hat.
No, I didn't throw my hat. But we just got back from the Teen World Championships. Big Nate, that's my son, has been in the World Championship for golfers for his age group for the last 8 years. And so this time is flying. This is his, he just turned 13. He was in the 13-year-old World Championship out there. Now, it's pretty much the national championship now because no one from around the world can make it. And so, anyway, they weren't there. But there were still 100-plus kids, 110-plus kids there in the tournament.
That's a lot.
And so we were out there and played at the beautiful Mid Pines
Great golf
Country
course.
Club. Yeah.
I love it.
One of the best beautiful golf courses that you'll find. And so he got to go out there, and he finished in the top four. And so this
Yay.
Is finished third last year and tied for fourth this year. And so he's putting a good showing out there. One of his other friends here from Dallas came in second. So we had a good showing for the Dallas kids at the National World Championship. That's the U.S. Kids World Championship. So they had a good showing, a couple in the top four. And there's a lot of good golf going on in Dallas right now, I can tell you. You know, it's what's pretty interesting is typically you'll have these interesting times that'll go on where you'll see some years where there's a bunch of kids from Austin that just dominate their entire age group. And then next year you'll see a bunch of kids from Austin. Mm. And so
Houston.
And Houston. And you'll see people from Austin and Houston. And you'll see different areas. And then there's a lot of good kids right here in Dallas right now. A lot of good kids. Right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so that's a good thing. You want to be playing against great golfers, and we got a bunch of them right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. There's a lot of them all over the state. I can tell you that. I'm just saying that we have some good ones up here right now. So it's been fun traveling. This week we're going to go to Urbana, Illinois, for the American Junior Golf Association. These things are full-fledged deals. They're three-day tournaments with a warm-up round. So you got you're out there for nearly a week, and you have to plan a lot of these trips. And then we go to Topeka, Kansas, for the Nota Begay Junior, Nota Begay Third Junior, or Nota Begay the Third, and it's the Junior National Golf Championship, which will be on the Golf Channel in late November.
Oh, really?
In mid-November, yes. It's gonna be a tournament down in Louisiana. It's a two-day tournament down in Louisiana, and so Nate's in the 13 and under group, and it's all televised. Now you got to win a qualifier, so we got to go to Topeka to win a qualifier.
Gotcha. That's have to win or come in the top.
Got to win.
Top
two. Got to win the qualifier.
You got to win the qualifier.
So, yeah, there'll probably be only 20 kids. Oh. There's 16 qualifiers. Some of the qualifiers have two kids go through because they have 50 kids in the tournament. Mm. So, anyway, that's what's going on in the junior golf world that in our immediate future. And we appreciate listening and paying attention to the TexasLending.com Mortgage and Junior Golf Show. Tress, do you have any questions for us?
We do have a question. Here we go. I refinanced back in February before rates went really low. I got in on a 20-year at 3.625 APR. Can I refinance again, or is it too early?
Well, I don't know their whole situation. I don't know if they got cash out on their refinance. Yeah. So if they got cash out in February, they're going to have to wait till next February to refinance. If it's a rate and term, they can do it now. And so 3.625, it's going to depend on your loan size, your equity situation, and your credit score. For example, if your loan size is $240,000+, if you drop your rate there by 1%, you might be able to save $200 a month in interest now. You're seeing the 20 years down around 2.625, the 30 years down around 2.75, in those ballparks, give or take some, depending on whether you're paying points or not. You're seeing the 15-year down around 2.25. Give or take some, depending on whether you're paying points. So all credit score dependent, equity dependent, loan size dependent, and whether you're paying points dependent.
Locked one yesterday at 2.625 with no points.
On a 20-year?
30.
On a 30. And that probably had a loan of 40% equity in it.
$300,000.
They had 40% equity.
450 or something like that.
And so they had the equity, they had the credit score, they had the loan size. And so 2.625, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And a 30-year, that was for that one. Now, let's say you had 5% equity in that loan, and it was only a $150,000 loan. You might be up around 2.875, something like that. there are really good rates out there right now for everybody. If your rate is over 3.625 or 3.5, you owe it to yourself to phone call. The pre-approval is free. The qualifying is free. Yeah. Us running numbers for you is free. Us finding out what your payment could be is free. You're not going to have anything out of pocket until you say, that's what I want. Let's get going. And we get, then you'll pay an appraisal fee. And that's it.
So. Or maybe not an appraisal fee.
Although, yes, we are getting a lot of appraisal waivers these days.
I have
COVID
13
land.
Appraisal waivers right now.
Yeah.
For August.
Yeah. So 13 appraisal waivers for August. That means, what do they pay, a $100 fee for that?
Yeah.
To waive
75,
it.
I think.
$75 to waive your appraisal. Now, you don't get to choose that. A computer algorithm from Fannie Mae gets to choose that, decide whether it's the risk is there or not. If there's not a lot of risk, then they can waive an appraisal. If it's a high loan to value, if it's a cash out loan, if it's an FHA loan, a VA loan, you're going to have an appraisal. So unless you're doing an FHA streamline, of course, or VA, Earl, streamline. Mm-hmm. So we have answers here if you have questions. 972-387-4600. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Our loan officers are here at the office. They can answer your questions. They can help you get your loan locked now before school starts here in a couple weeks. 972-387-4600. I can tell you, I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's going to school, who's not going to school, what districts are, what schools are going to have sports, what's aren't. Well, no one knows. Everyone's kind of just, well, that's what's great about our country is you have all these, you have cities, states, counties, and everyone can make decisions for themselves what you're going to do. And so good luck with going back to school, everybody. I'm going to be back just before school with our little golf travels. Trust, any more questions?
We do. All right. Somebody says, we did a cash out refinance last year for $119,000 with interest rate at 4.1% on 15 years, credit score of 800. Should I refinance?
They said they have a credit score of 800. First of all, we're going to send some golf claps to you.
Yes. Yay.
And then then they have a 15-year credit they have a 15-year mortgage at 4.1. So again, we don't know their loan size. Oh, it says 120. Their loan's 120. They might be able to get that rate if they want to refinance that as long as it's been over a year. It's got to be 12 months. That 120 at 4.1 might be able to get down to 2.875 on a 15-year cash out. Why would the rate be a little bit higher than what we were just quoting? Because it's a cash out. The loan is a little bit smaller. Once your loans get under 150 or so, your rates can go up a little bit. Maybe 180. Once you get below 180, the rates can go up a little bit. And so you might find that rate somewhere between 2.6 to 3% on a. If you can do that, it might make sense. You might get better than that. I don't have their entire equity situation here. I don't know if they want to get more cash out. If they don't want to get more cash out, they can just do a regular refinance, and they might find their rate around 2.5 on that loan size of $120,000 refi. So, yeah, you might be able to save 1.6% on your interest rate and save $1,500 a year at interest right now. Every year, that'd be nice savings.
It would be nice.
I'm doing that conservatively. When I say $1,500, I'm not going to overquote that. If you can save 1.6% on a $120,000 loan, you should be able to save $1,500 plus in interest this year. So let's get going and call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600.
All right. We have a time for another one, I think.
Okay.
Can y'all talk about buyer/seller's markets? I'm having a horrible time trying to buy our first house. When can we expect this to change?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, there is no change out there. So the banks don't have any more. So you can't expect any change. So, the thing is, it's a crazy market. And it depends on where you are. It depends on where you are. There's been a lot of businesses going out of business. And some people are growing and expanding their business, like TexasLending.com. Some companies are struggling because the government shut them down. And so I know areas that are sellers markets, and I know areas that are buyers markets. Okay,
yeah.
There are some. I see some markets where every home it looks like is for sale.
Yeah,
I've seen parts of, I'm not going to name which county here in DFW. I've looked at neighborhoods where nearly every home is for sale. You're talking about the $800,000 loan. People are just getting out, and who knows
downsizing.
What their situation was. Or maybe they're upsizing. Who knows? Because the rates are so low. Look, if you can get a rate at 2.5, the taxes are at 2.75. The taxes at 2.75. Yeah, the taxes are on what the home appraisal value is. The interest rate in your mortgage is only what you owe. So taxes and insurance are much higher than what the mortgage interest is. Someone was talking the other day. They had a $200,000 loan. Some person paid a point, and they got a 15-year at 2%. We got a loan quote locked at 2%. Well, on a $200,000 loan, it's only $4,000 a year. It's only $333 a month in interest. And that's before the principal gets paid down. Once they only have $100,000 owed on it, they'll only pay $2,000 a year of mortgage interest. Their homeowner's insurance is more than that.
Right.
And so the rates are so low. If you can't buy, if you're going to buy a home, if you want the lowest interest you're ever going to be, there are some religions, for example, who paying interest is against their religion, believe it or not. There are some religions who are paying interest is against their religion. And so, for example, some religions, they your corporation can't take a loan. They can take stock. You can get them stock in your corporation, but they're not going to be doing loans because it's against it. But so they're always trying to get the lowest interest rate they can so they can stay closer to God. I think it's a great idea. Or if they're dyslexic, staying closer to dog. But so we want to help you. We want to help you save money. We want to help you get a great deal. We want you to call our office, 972-387-4600. We have to take a break, and we'll come back for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show and 105.3 The Fan. We're back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, sharing with you the happiness of saving money.
Yes.
With the lowest rates in Texas that we can possibly offer you, 972-387-4600. That's how you text us, 972-387-4600. Make sure you do go online and apply today with TexasLending.com. Everyone's talking because I've been cutting the marketing, and people keep calling. You keep on calling, and so keep on doing that. Tress, what do you got for us?
All right. I closed on my home last month at 3.125% on $360,000 loan. Should I refinance to get the lower rate? My credit score is over 730. Home purchased for $400,000.
With a $360,000 loan, it really depends if you want to go to a 15-year. If they want to go to a 15-year, they might be able to drop that rate nearly 1%, nearly, maybe down around 2.25%. And if they want to do it with zero closing cost, you know, because a 30-year, depending on how much equity they have in that house, you know, if they don't have a whole lot of equity, then you might be able to get that 2.875. They have 10% equity in here. If they had more equity, they could probably get that 30-year down, like Bubba said. He said he can get it down around 2.625 on a 30-year. That 3.125, again, depends on what kind of equity
You can have closing costs, too.
It depends if you want to do it. Only if you went to a 15-year. Just know this, that $360,000 would have to be paid off in 15 years versus 30. Mm-hmm. So you might save 1% on your interest rate or close to it. That might save you nearly $300 a month in interest.
Did they do a 30? Is that what they said?
It just says a 3.125. So it doesn't matter whether it's a 30
probably
or 15
a
now.
Do a 25.
When it comes to saving money on interest, if they went to a 15-year or a 30-year, if they saved 1% on the interest rate, right now on their loan size, it would be right around $300 a month of interest savings. So you may save the interest, but you're going to pay extra principal. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba says they could probably go to a 25-year.
25's been the very most popular
loan.
But
it doesn't look like.
Yes, they have a 30-year loan.
Yeah, but you might go from 3.1 to 2.7, and that's not going to be a great deal. If they had a zero closing cost situation, they can get in with zero closing cost. I don't know if it's going to be worth it all for them right now. Mm. But if you ever want to lock in the lowest rate ever, if they did want to go to a 15-year. Or something like that, or maybe try a 20-year around 2 point, you know, pay a point or something, get around 2.5. That's just all your those are your solutions right now. I'm not saying they're good solutions. I'm saying those are the things to be discussed. And what doesn't look like 3.125 to 2.75 is really going to be. They could still save $150 a month by saving 0.5% on their interest rate. On that loan size, $360,000, 0.5% of interest, lower interest rate can save them $150 a month right now in interest payments. So is it worth it? Well, calculate that savings over time. Is it worth paying the closing costs for it? So
there you go.
So you can call a loan officer, have them do math. It's free. They can do math. We'll do math. Some people math hurts more than others. Math. Some people get upset at math. People get upset at math. You know, it's just math. Math has
it
nothing.
Kept me from graduating college.
Well, you have an argument. All right. Trust, do you have any more questions?
We do.
Okay.
Somebody wants to know, what refinance rate can we get on $135,000, 4.37%, 800 FICO, and what is the difference between interest and APR? Thank you.
So there are 4.37, okay, the $135,000 loan with an 800 credit score. Okay, well, you already gave out a golf clap earlier, so you got to. If it was 810, maybe we give you more claps. But you're the same as the last person, so you're going to have to make an improvement. So anyway, they have 135.
I'll do a wave for them.
So she's doing the wave. Okay, okay. Bubba says $135,000 loan, 4.37. They might be able to get that down around 2.5 on a 15 year.
Well, it's you got a 30 year right now, I guess is what you have right now. I mean you may want low payments, though. That's the thing. Sounds like you might be an older, maybe age, maybe. I don't know.
What are you doing? How does that?
Well, no, I'm just thinking.
What refinance can I get? I have a $135,000 loan, 4.37 rate, 800 FICO score.
Because I'm inappropriate. That,
so he says, it sounds like you're older.
Yeah. Social Security.
Bubba has Alzheimer's.
I have Alzheimer's, yeah.
Too many loans. Forgets what he's doing.
I mean, they may want low payments. That's what they're looking for. They may not want
okay,
lower
so
terms,
here's your options. Like, you know, okay.
Like me.
I'm going to throw out some terms. I'm going to throw out some math.
I want lower payments.
On your loan size, you're probably going to find your 30-year in the upper twos right now. If they can save 1.5% on their interest rate, they're going to save $150 to $170 a month in payments, okay? In interest payments. So that's significant, $150 to $170 a month by saving 1.5%. If they went to a 20-year, they might get that closer to 2.625, somewhere in there.
Well, they have a 15-year, and they say yes, sir.
Oh, my 64. Gosh. No. 15-year.
Huh? Wow, they're 64.
Bubba, were you? I told you.
Were you texting us?
I'm 64.
Did you text us?
I knew they were 64.
It was your text, wasn't it? You texted us during the break.
They have a 15-year, yes, certainly. Go down to a 10.
You would probably get a 15-year down around 2.5. If they did that, it would be nearly 2% savings. They'll save over $200 a month in interest. You can go down to that 15-year, pay it off in 10, pay it off in 5, pay it off in a year if you want. But a nice rate on that loan size, you'll probably be around 2.5. And so I absolutely say, hey, Bubba, either call yourself, because I think you texted us. He was trying to seem like he was a wizard or something.
Well, no, I mean, usually when
but
they
it was just him
they,
texting us.
Well, if they only have $130,000 left, it's usually they've been paying on it for a while.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I feel it, you know.
Okay.
I just kind of feel it. It's like osmosis through the screen.
It's his sixth sense.
Osmosis through the screen. This is the inappropriate coming out. It's all over the place. Go. Keep going. It's like a flood of brilliance.
It's like that lady this week that knew our friend Brent. When she said her Social Security was 319, I immediately asked her, I said, where are you from? You're from the Midwest, right? And she goes, yes, I'm from Quad Cities. And I go, do you know Brent DeVout? She goes, oh, my gosh, our family used to go on vacation with the DeVouts. Well, I knew it. I just knew it.
Wow. So the question is, did anyone want to hear that?
No.
So that's I'm not asking you. I'm asking them.
I wasted their time.
People are driving, shaking their heads, going, no. Oh, no.
All right, guys. So this person had a previous refinance. I'd say yes, definitely worth refinancing. You're at 4.37. Get that down around 2.5 and call us now. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Call us and start saving $200 a month. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at texaslending.com. There was so much more I wanted to say, but I forgot it all in the flurry of nonsense that was coming out of your mouth. And we're gonna come back and answer the final questions that are coming in through text after this break on the texaslending.com mortgage show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the texaslending.com mortgage show for the final Lightning round of answering your questions. If you want to get your question in, get it in now, 972-387-4600. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We've been talking about mortgages and therapy for inappropriate Uncle Bubba. So, Tress, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. We had a question that we had to answer from a person.
Yes.
That prior, they want to know the difference between APR versus rate. Mm-hmm. The rate is what you pay, is the interest rate that is charged against your mortgage loan amount. So if you have a $200,000 loan and your rate is at 2.5, that's what your interest payment is based on. That is what you're paying. What is APR? APR is a fictitious number made up by the government by picking certain closing costs that are in the transaction, not all of them, just some of them, random closing costs, that they say, okay, this $1,500 of closing cost, if it was interest instead of just closing cost, then it would be this much interest you would have paid over the life of the loan. So let's say it's $1,500 in closing cost over a 30-year loan. They said, well, that would be an additional 0.07% interest if you had just done that in interest. But they don't include all the closing costs. They only include some of the closing cost. So your APR is your interest plus some of the closing cost if they were interest. And that is the exact definition of APR. And so your rate can have 2.5 with an APR of 2.6.
It's fictitious.
2.5 with an APR of 2.6. And so mortgage companies are required to share their APR when they're doing an advertisement. 2.5, the APR 2.6. And so that way, you said, well, if I just rolled my closing cost in as interest, just some of the closing costs, you'd still have some of the other closing costs. So that's what's so confusing about it. If they just included all the closing costs that were rolled in, then you would say this is your APR, but they don't. And so, anyway, that's...
It's hard to explain that to somebody, too. I mean...
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, I just did it.
I know, but I mean, I can't go into it like that detail. All I just said is a fictitious number.
So, Mike, for example, they might include the title insurance, and they might include the lender's underwriting fee, but they're not going to include the recording fee, or they're not going to... they might not... Which are included in the APR and which ones aren't is the thing that hurts everyone's head in the mortgage business. It's what keeps computer programmers programming.
Up at night.
Okay. All right. Tress.
All right. We have another question. I'm so glad that was hurting my head.
Mortgage software programming. There is a future for you as long as they keep making more rules.
All right. Okay. Here we go. I closed on my new mortgage on May 15th of this year. When can I redo with equity cash out?
They just got it 2 months ago.
Was it a cash out, though?
They closed on a new mortgage. So I'm assuming it's a new house.
You could do it.
It sounds like they're young, Bubba.
Yeah.
It does sound like they're young.
It sounds like they're young.
What do you think?
I'm thinking, why didn't they do cash out before?
Because they bought a house.
It's a new mortgage.
We're just inferring from their implications.
No, 6 months then, if they just bought it.
Okay, they have to wait 6 months, according to inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Thank you for joining the show, Bubba. All right. 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. 6 months. Help. You have to wait 6 months from the time you get a mortgage before you can get a buy a new house or whatever until you can get cash out. And you can only have up to 80% of the value of the house is the maximum that the cash out can be. So if it's a $200,000 home, the maximum number of liens in your home after a cash out cannot be over $160,000. That's 80% of $200,000. I'm sorry to make your head hurt with math. Have some more coffee.
Right.
Wake up. Okay.
All right, here we go. My mortgage rate is 3.625. I have 16 years left. If I refinance, what kind of rate can I get? I have an 800 score, and my balance is $245,000. To a 15-year loan, I already paid $500 extra on the principal.
Yep. How can so many people be winning? They all have 800 credit scores, these people. That's a congratulations to you again. That's 3 800 credit scores in the last 25 minutes. I'm going to go play the lottery.
That's impressive.
Well, I haven't seen so much 800 in my life.
That's credit karma, too. It's not the mortgage credit score.
Oh, it doesn't say that.
It doesn't say credit karma.
Credit score's like 30 points less.
Here, let's go back to the important parts. $245,000, and they want to go to a 15-year. They're at 3.6.
Yep.
You'll probably find in your loan amount's probably going to be right around 2.25. So if you go from 3.625 to 2.25, now you might be able to raise that rate a little bit and have zero closing costs. But if you want to pay just standard closing costs, you'll have about 2.25 with an APR somewhere around.
2.6.
Because your APR will depend on your loan size because it's it's closing costs against your interest rate over time. It's a crazy thing. So 2.25 is going to be the rate.
I locked one yesterday just like that for 2.375 with no points.
With no points.
No points.
So if they got in with no points, so they are at 1.25 savings on your loan amount, they're going to save about $240 a month of interest.
Plus a year.
Your interest savings will go down over time because the interest they pay is only on the amount they owe on the house. So if you keep paying down your house, the interest you're paying goes down. But initially, on $240,000, a 1.25% savings is going to save you $240 a month. That's good savings, I think.
I think so, too.
So make sure you call TexasLending.com now, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com.
Do we have time for one more? I think
we'll try, yes.
Do you recommend a credit repair company?
No. I think you can do it yourself. Go to annualcreditreport.com, annualcreditreport.com, A-N-N-U-A-L, creditreport.com. You can start disputing things yourself. They have 30 days to take things off that aren't yours. If it is yours, then don't dispute it.
Don't do that.
You want a bunch of disputes in your credit report if you're trying to get a mortgage. But if it's not yours and you dispute it and they call and they say, is this factual? They have to take it off. You don't need to be spending thousands of dollars and just – If you want to know what credit score you need to get a mortgage, call us. We'll tell you where it needs to be and so forth. Anything else, Tress? I have 10 seconds left. Go.
Okay, if you can. Currently have a $150,000 loan at 3.5%, 9 years left on current mortgage with $105,000 left. I have an 845 score. Is a 715-year loan worth it?
I don't know. You might be able to give us a call and we'll take a look at it.
Do the math.
But your 15-year rate is going to be the same as a 10-year rate. That's it. So, you know, they might be able to get somewhere in the twos. They give us a call. That's it. We got all the questions answered.
Yes.
If we didn't answer your question, we apologize.
But
we
I
didn't
think
see
we
it.
Did.
But we have to get out of here. So, for Tress Collins, for Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I am Kevin Miller, and we will see you all here next week on another enjoyable discussion about mortgages right here on your favorite channel, 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.